Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the question I raised in last Monday's podcast, and that is, why will the leaders of our government, of America's government, not defend our civilization from those who seek to destroy it? I'm not talking about the FBI and other law enforcement agencies. I note that just yesterday, the FBI was in Juarez, Mexico, to talk about the Islamic State conducting training camps in Mexico. So I know they're out there working. No, I'm talking about those who set immigration policy so that there are reasons for Islamic State camps in Mexico. Those who invade Afghanistan because of Al-Qaeda training camps in Afghanistan, but allow the same training camps in Mexico. Those who must defend our civilization intelligently in the court of public opinion around the world, but refuse to do so. Those who deliberately downplay the intent and tactics of those who seek our destruction. That is the people I'm talking about. Archaeologist Joseph Tanter, in his book from 1988, The Collapse of Complex Societies, Mr. Tanter goes all the way back to Rome with his argument. His argument is that the loss of confidence within what he calls the imperial elite brings empires down. The loss of confidence, he says. By imperial elite, he means those at the very top of government, education, business, etc., the intellectual elite of the civilization. They lost confidence in it, he said. These people, he says, have lost confidence in our civilization and have intellectually walked away from it. Historian Neil Ferguson of Harvard University, in his recent book, Empire and Civilization, identifies the same cause at work in the modern world. Quote, maybe the real threat is posed not by the rise of China, Islam, or CO2 emissions, but by our own loss of faith in the civilization we inherited from our ancestors. End quote. We do not have the confidence anymore to defend ourselves. That is just about the saddest answer and saddest commentary I can think of. But it makes sense to me. American dominance, American leadership, and with it, our way of life, and that of future generations eaten away by self-doubt. We are ashamed of our success, which has unfortunately become somewhat perverted since we've lost our religious faith and even lost the concept of what faith is. We cannot look to the Protestant ethic anymore, which says in part, enjoy God's favor, but do not squander it on waste and luxuries. Instead of returning to the correct tenets of Western civilization, we reject the whole thing and actually help our enemies attack and destroy it. As a result, our enemies are emboldened and on the rise. Recent polls conducted around the world have revealed some shocking facts about just how peaceful this religion of Islam really is and how deep our loss of confidence really is. 13% of American Muslims say violence against civilians can be justified. 19% say they are favorable to Al-Qaeda, or they don't know whether they are or not. 16% of French citizens, not Muslims, but French citizens, support the Islamic State. That number goes to 27% for those 18 to 24 years old. 40% of British Muslims support Sharia law. Those numbers are for Muslims living in Western countries. It's much worse in predominantly Muslim countries where an overwhelming majority of people support honor killing, Sharia law, unprovoked terror, and the like. Yes, I know not all Muslims are like that. They're not all the same. I acknowledge that. But I argue that Islam is like that, and the violent nature of Islam, statistically speaking, represents a far larger percentage of Muslims than our leaders and others who refer to it as a religion of peace would have us believe. Why do so many Western leaders then see it as their duty to defend Islam? Barack Obama, quote, "I consider it part of my responsibility as President of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam whenever they appear," end quote. Jimmy Carter, quote, "Principles of Allah were designed to bring peace and justice to all," end quote. Eric Holder, quote, "Radical Islam is not consistent with the teachings of Islam," end quote. Hillary Clinton, quote, "Not all Islamists are alike," end quote. But I would argue that American politicians know far less about the real nature of Islam and Islamic radicalism than do members of the Islamic State. Islam needs to be combated. There it is, folks. I'll say it again. Islam needs to be combated by America and by Americans. But remember that combating Islam requires rejecting the multicultural values and the idea that all cultures are equal and even interchangeable. Thus, alien cultures live among us. It would mean allowing ourselves to take pride in our culture. And most importantly, it would mean doing what is necessary to defend it. Wisdom warns us to be wary of those who seek our destruction. Finally, folks, perhaps we'll continue this discussion next Monday. There will be no podcast this coming Friday because I will be attending the Constitution Party National Committee meeting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where on Friday afternoon of this week I will conduct a class on these very subjects. April 24th, I hope you'll join me for that, folks. But I will talk to you again April 27th, next Monday, God willing. Until then, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.